The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Friday. Yeah.
Fuh.
Friday. May the 8th. Be with you. 2026.
Yep.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
Calm before the storm. Busy weekend.
Oh, whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, now, good. I want to hear it.
Busy.
I got handed a schedule of events, itineraries for both weekend days.
Both weekend days.
Not to mention, I already had stuff going on today that I got to take care of.
My God.
It may as well be a damn Monday.
What, though? What were the...
Going here, going there, meeting these people here. I already had stuff today I got to do, like as far as going to a couple different places, you know.
But what does that mean? You yourself had to go to a couple different places. I'm not grilling you.
Somebody used to. I'm like, God, just take it like it is, dude. I got stuff to do.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, Nine used to ask me constantly, you know, he'd pick and pick. What are you doing? Where are you going? I'm like, relax, dude. I got stuff to do.
Oh.
But it's just, you know, just running around.
Yeah.
You got to be here at a certain time, and it's like, okay, stuff. It's just stuff I've been putting off for a couple weeks, probably.
Oh, okay.
Not to mention, it's Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, well, yes.
That's fun.
I don't like, being tethered to a lot going on. Especially on the weekends. I do so much during the week, man.
Do you have to change outfits for every day?
No, it's just, it sucks. And then... On top of that, the weekend's busy.
Yeah.
That's my time to wind down.
Yeah, I feel that.
You got to relax, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I'm already kind of pissed because the thing we're doing later should have been, you know.
Yeah.
But that's something I got to get over.
Yeah.
It's like a me thing.
I have. Do it. You can. You can.
You can. I really want to say, though. I really want to say.
Maybe
what was the conflict?
Maybe at the tail end. Maybe at the tail end.
Yeah.
One final question.
Like, right when he's logging off. Hey, what was the conflict, by the way?
What was the reason?
Oh.
Yeah. That. But you know, like, what can you do? I mean, you can't do. What can you do?
But so, on that front, you know, everything seems to be checking out.
Oh yeah.
You know, technical wise.
Yeah. Good.
So, well, that's good news.
Nothing got tinkered with.
Yeah. Something to look forward to, Fat Boy.
Oh yeah.
And then you can go home and be gone all weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
I feel
look, I know you're different than me, but I was just going to say, like, your mama's here, so, you know.
Yeah, like it's...
I know it's different for you.
Yeah.
But, like, you're the only one in the room with a living mom, so,
yeah, that's,
you know.
That's
and your
cherish.
Wife, like, I mean, really. Like, he's just, well,
this is a different relationship.
Yeah, it's just a different relationship, but like with your wife, though, like, you know, do her right, you know, on her own Mother's Day, because, you know, the kid won't. I mean, you know, he can't, right? I mean, there's only so much you can do at that age, so, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's just I really felt like this since we had the football show.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'd have this show, then we'd have a football show, like on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, double duty.
Yes, two shows in one day.
And then you had to watch all the football on top of that, know what you're talking about. And that was...
I didn't even think I'd want to now.
Hopefully.
You know, the crazy thing is there are people in this world that would pay to go and be able to do that. Like, you know what I mean?
I
like, it's wild. Yeah. Until they do it, they're like, God.
Monotonous.
Like, you know, the greatest...
Be careful what you wish for.
...football play-by-play person, you know? Like, down deep, they're tired of football. They are sick of it. They're like, oh, it's so good that the season's back up. I'm not on vacation anymore.
I get tired of watching basketball. I'm like, you know, I just don't want to do it now.
I forgot about the one last night. Who won?
Oh, it was... well, there were two.
Well, I only care about the one, really. Thunder.
Oh, yeah, they won.
Oh, good.
But they suck to watch. All of it sucks, really, because these guys get paid so much money to flop, and it's a puss league.
And now you're thinking, like, are y'all shaving points, really?
Look, they already busted a couple of guys for doing it and banned them for life, so.
Yeah, and you know it's happened. It continues to happen from the top to the bottom.
I mean, what the hell did Chauncey Billups do? He was in, you know, allegedly, with the card sharks.
Yeah.
And, you know, the mafia. with those rigged poker games.
That's a cool name. I'm Chauncey. What's your name? I'm Chauncey.
God, man.
Chauncey. This is my fiance, Chauncey.
Chauncey drives a sports car.
If all this stuff is real.
Chauncey don't drive anywhere.
That's when you know you got a problem. Because he made well over $100 million.
And yet still gambled.
I mean,
well, not just gambled, though, but like literally, like, you know, detrimental to people gambled.
Risk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plus, was Ty Lue's fat ass doing it with him? They still have to investigate that part of it. You know, who knows?
Well.
Who knows how deep it runs?
I hope Chet Holmgren's big headed ass isn't doing anything. What a goofy looking guy. But but I enjoy him, though. He's so just like, he's not a bunch of pizzazz and everything. He's just up there with his crazy haircut.
For real,
like he's
Chet
having a good time.
And Chauncey.
I wish I could
well,
tell you.
Two different
that's so cute.
Times and teams and leagues. But
I wish I could tell you the award that Chet won, but I don't know how to really describe it to you.
Oh.
You know when you when a person of a certain color acts like a different person from another color and it's a little misappropriation, but the person acting like that will say, hey, well, I grew up around people like that, so, you know, I grew up in the hood. I can talk, dress, and act like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's a word for that because it's just for, you know, when white people misappropriate.
Right.
And he was voted the number one that word on the internet. And the tallest, too.
Is that a real award?
Well, it's one of these, you know, faux Twitter awards that go around and everybody's like, you know, unanimously decided, well, okay, he's that guy. Yeah. That's the one. Then I was thinking, if you put a whole team of those guys together, there's enough to field a team.
God.
A pretty good one, too. I'm not going to say it. No, the ball says it's okay, but I won't say it.
Well, no, I know. I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, it's the word is wannabe. That's the word. It's wannabe.
It's exactly
that's
what it is.
That was what it was first way letter. Back when and remains.
First letter, at least.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him sag his pants, but I don't know if that's still a thing anymore or not.
I don't think it is. I think now it's all men except maybe, you know, cool guys. You know, with the short pants with the
God,
what a look.
That's the other thing. They're all fashionistas now.
Yeah.
Walking
same,
into the
same thing with rappers. Like rappers used to wear like running suits, you know, and like big like dog chains. You know what I mean? Not like the gold and all the, but like they walked around like mean mugging pissed, and now they're all like, hey, you know what I mean? It's like it totally switched roles. It's crazy.
Like, you know, that's cool if that's what you're into, but this kind of switched somewhere along the way.
See, they tried to bring bell bottoms back for men. I know they did because The Rock was wearing them. You remember when he wore them? Yeah. It's like, dude, they ain't going to come back. I mean, they might by select few, Jared Leto and those type, but it's not going to, you're not going to see Joe Blow walking down the road wearing bell bottoms again. This is not going to happen.
You remember what Karl Malone would look like when he would show up? Just like jeans and a shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody does that now.
Well, you can't even go to the games now. Like the athletes, the wrestlers, everybody, you have to show up. Tunnel vision. That's what they call it in the WNBA. Tunnel vision.
There was
to watch them come in and they all like.
Yeah.
They're sashaying and shanteeing all through the tunnel. You know, like they're acting like they don't see the cameras. They're just like. You know, they'll have their phone up like they're listening or they're, you know, they're texting or they're not even looking at the cameras. They're just
no, it's literally a little like a sliver of red carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I remember one time there was a player who had a big fur jacket he walks in with and they're like, okay, that's nice. So they pan to the back of his big fur coat and it has like in bold like letters the F word like across the back of it.
Nice.
Like a massive.
Oh, wow.
What kind of statement is that?
Oh, wow.
Why are you showing up to walk?
Maybe that was the brand name. Furs by
You suckers want to play basketball or do you want to be on the runway somewhere?
They should call those furks. That's what they're to be called. Those jackets.
Man, I sound so old, but I hate it. I hate it.
It is. It's just weird, though, the way that they come into. I don't know. Like if I was an athlete. I would probably since I knew it was a thing, like they're there to do the video of me walking and whatever, I would wear like ridiculous clothes. Not like fashionista, but like I would be dressed as like a priest one week. That's what I'd do, different occupations. Who's he going to be? Oh, look, it's Dr. Mattman. He's got a stethoscope. That's a tough one to say.
You should see some of the stuff that SGA wears to the
end. Oh, yeah.
We should never see this stuff. You should see the game and that's it.
But think about the magazines that we used to buy. Like I used to buy wrestling magazines and rock and roll magazines to see pictures of them off stage, off field. What was it like, BTS? Take me behind the scenes, Hit Parader. I want to see what Axl and Slash do backstage or whatever, exactly. You know?
I mean, you don't want to see that.
Well, I mean, they didn't really put the good stuff in there, but, you know.
God, the injuries they get in that, it is such a puss league. You get a hamstring injury and you're out for 2 months? What?
Yeah, well.
Luka Doncic now is the biggest puss in the league.
Oh, you, man, you're a huge Luka fan.
I know. I love the guy, but God almighty. Like, show up.
Well, he's getting older and, you know.
He's 27.
Well.
Supposed to be in his prime.
God, he looks older than that, doesn't he?
He's got a freaking. Well, the first mistake when he first came to America, because he's not American, he loves sweet tea. Because he went to Dallas, that's where he was living. Oh. So he got fat off of Southern food.
Yeah, they don't drink sweet tea in really any other country, do they? No. It's weird.
They don't?
Oh, no.
I didn't know that.
They got pudgy.
My mom was talking about in Brazil, she couldn't find sweet tea to save her life. And they had tea and they had sugar, but they didn't have it together.
Yeah. That's.
God, is this bad? Tell me if this is bad. If you're here long enough, and it already sounds bad. If you've been living in this country long enough, and there are examples of this, like if I lived in Japan, like I should have that accent like nailed right for like 10 or 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Now I'll have a little twinge of mine, but I should like, you know.
Yeah.
You people now, like Giannis and then Penelope Cruz is a great example, you know, like can you, Asuka from wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, can you not sound like you've been here like as long as you have been? Because I can't understand any of what you're saying.
Well, I don't think that.
I hate it.
Well,
is that racist?
They don't. Well, racism only exists with black and white people. I'm kidding. That's the way. That's the way most people think that. That's the only kind of racism there is. I don't know. I think that like.
That's why I don't like Giannis, because I can understand what he says.
Like if but he still gets commercials and stuff though. Like
I'm like
that's the thing, man. Like a lot of these players, athletes, everybody, like they didn't ever really learn. Like Ohtani, he should be on commercials.
Yeah.
But he can't.
Like he cannot speak the language.
Uh-uh. And you think, man, like that's maybe you should learn it.
Yes.
It would help you so much. Like if, like you were saying, you would learn some Japanese, right?
I would try to assimilate the best I could.
You would try to.
Now, Penelope Cruz, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah.
Probably been here longer than I've been alive. And
well, yeah, but you don't want them to lose it all, because then it wouldn't be fun. Like that's the fun thing. Imagine if every person that called in had the same voice and the same tone. There wouldn't be the Ediths and the Loopers and the Big Browns.
Look, I do enjoy it when you see a news reporter with an accent.
That's fun, yeah. Though. Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are bilingual. They speak both, so they're not going to lose their accents.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that I know.
And there's also certain people from around the world that just, you know, we've talked about this before, that there's just certain letters and certain combination of words they can't say with their tongue.
Like, how does that?
That I've never understood.
How can you not, after, like, you know, can you just physically not do it if you hear it or practice?
That's where I think, like, really, if we get down to brass tacks about our species, that we are all different alien races here on Earth. And I think certain people, I mean, you just can't, the tongue, the human body is the same across the board, but yet the tongue is one of the biggest differentials of all of it. Can't roll it certain ways, and you can't, you know.
Don't you want to physically go up to this specific ethnicity of person to say, can you not say Cadillac?
Well, you know, I can't, you know, a lot of people can't. I have tough times with a lot of words. I was born here.
It's like,
you know,
I feel like some people see certain words and they just don't even try.
The L is very difficult in a lot of languages. The L, it's so weird.
Like this
the L becomes an R.
Yeah, but like, do they not have L's in their language of anything?
I don't know. Like, you know.
I know Japanese is a lot of like a U sound, like a
right.
Like the restaurant would be like, wouldn't be yummy, it'd be yumi.
But then you get like Russian, and they don't even use vowels at all, do they?
I don't.
I think their U's or V's.
They got weird, like how they write. Like, what
it
are their
reads mean, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, it reads mean. Like when you read.
Well, some letters are tall, and like so one is like the Southern Bell logo. For like a letter.
Right, and don't they use the Toys R Us R where it's backwards too? Like, don't they? They put little accents over their N's, you know, that's over fine. Their U's. Oh, two dots on this one. What is that?
Thank God if you travel around the world, a lot of stuff's in English.
No, thank God for phones. Are you kidding me? Like,
oh, yeah.
Seeing people sit there listening to, you know, people speaking another language and watching it pop up on their phone, exactly what they're saying.
You don't like, have to learn
that's
Spanish.
That's pretty crazy.
I thought about trying to learn Spanish because, you know, it's the most practical you would use here.
Yeah. It would help you if you...
But like you said, the phone. Now, I don't want to hand you my phone so we go back and forth, but...
Yeah.
I can talk to a Spanish person through the phone.
Yes.
So why do I have to learn?
Hola.
I'm too old to learn some of this stuff.
No, you're never too old.
Like, I realize my brain has a capacity that is probably full or close to it. Like, I like the concept of learning, but... I can't retain.
See, that's the thing. It's like our brains are like, you know, the cloud, or not the cloud maybe, but like the memory on your computer or your phone. Like, it gets full of stuff, and then eventually you got to say, well, what am I got to add new to this, so I got to get rid of some of the old. And yeah. Your brain starts decompressing memories, especially like we were talking about the other day, when you live a very patterned life, and you do the same, you go to the same places, you eat the same restaurants, you do this on Wednesdays. You look back.
Sounds like me.
There's no differential, though, and it seems like that year was a blur. And I that was kind of a self-realized thing recently for me. We're like, why does all this go so fast? And I'm like, well, okay.
But you are taking time more than you ever have before, I think, now. I mean, just an observation that you took a big vacation and you're slowing down a little bit. So that's good.
Yeah.
If I didn't have that routine, though.
Well, see, we're creatures of habit at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is like people who live that vagabond lifestyle. Like, I don't know how. I don't.
Especially from job to job.
Yeah. Or just moving around here and there.
That was me for a while. I mean, I could... Everything that I owned, I could put in like a 10-ton truck. Like, I didn't have to.
10-ton truck?
That's all. I mean, I had nothing.
Yeah.
I moved in California.
That's a lot, though.
Some people feel like they have to be everywhere at once.
Johnny Cash.
Like, I'm not a traveler. I just ain't. Like, your local places, but that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I moved a lot in California, and then when I moved here, I thought, well, I'm never going to run for my life. But still, I am again.
She's a little runaway.
And something.
Daddy's
something.
Girl. She probably was a stripper, too, like Jolene was. Who? She was a hooker, though, right?
I think she was.
Jolene. Yeah, she was a hooker.
I think underage one at that. Stole someone's man. She was prettier.
She wore a coat of many colors, too, I believe.
And as she stole him, she used that thing.
Oh.
And she worked 9 to 5. Yeah. Combining all the dollies together.
Oh, boy.
I saw Dolly cake mix the other day. I may have already said this.
Like, oh, yeah, pink box.
Yeah. Like, oh, look at Dolly.
I think I saw Dolly pie in the store. Like,
lucky you.
Like frozen pie or something.
Dolly double like, D.
Mm, yeah.
Might have to get a Dolly pie.
Okay.
That sounds like a move.
Let's get some at Dolly pie. Hey.
Hey, we won.
Oh, today, finally happening. Adam Copeland will be on with us at 9 o'clock.
Cope. I'm glad you said it that way. Cope.
Yes, cope.
Can't say the E word.
No. Well, I'm going to ask him about that. Like,
you
never get away from that. I mean,
so you didn't come in. The least we can do is call you. Like, is that cool?
Well, he's going to be on video.
It'll be fun. I think you should be excited.
Live from Asheville.
Oh, is it going to be outside?
I don't know. No. That'd be part of the fun. Like, normally we would just look over and he'd be sitting there. Now we don't know where he's going. He could be in the restroom.
Could be taking a dump, yeah.
Beth could be sitting on his lap. She would join in as well. Who knows? It could be crazy. He'd be crazy. Or he could be joining us live from, you know, somewhere. And he's like, hey, sorry I had this conflict.
Well, now, what if he does like a Butch Patrick? He's in the car and he drops his phone.
Drops a GD live on the radio. Oh, sorry, guys. I thought it was taped. Yeah, we tape it during commercials. That's what it is, you goober.
He's like the dad for Truth and Consequences that time.
Yeah.
Stop saying it.
Yeah, but he just said it out of like, you know, well, I'll be dad blamed. And he just said it, well, GD. Like, God. All right, I hope Edge doesn't say GD today. I really, he's Canadian. He might. I don't know that they have religion there, but nevertheless.
It might be his name now.
You his think? Name. That's the new name. No one can trademark that.
GDE.
Oh, man. Okay. So that'll be coming up a little after 9 o'clock, which means we have 2.5 more hours to fill of stuff. So we will do that. The phone numbers to call or text, it's the same number. Do whatever you want with either one. 1-800-774-0093. That is a toll-free call.
Yep. Don't going to cost you no minutes or nothing.
No. Nope. And we'll get on phone calls and we will reset all the stuff from yesterday and just all kinds of stuff. Plus, we'll finally get Fatboy to tell us what all he's doing this weekend. Woo. I'm going to beg and plead.
No, I'm going to Artifest, I guess.
They wouldn't have me, bastards.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Peckerwood? Saw your mom's last night.
Your mom's.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine we're riding around with big afros and big fur coats.
I would. Even now. Even though that big afros are not in style, I guess, or whatever, I would still have one. I'd have hair like a sick kid on SNL, Cam.
Cam Patterson?
Yes.
He's hilarious.
Yeah,
man.
He's good.
They haven't used him fully yet, but he is funny.
They haven't really used him at all, have they?
Like, he'll do his little Weekend Update pieces, but...
Yeah.
He's hilarious in the... I first saw him from the Kill Tony format. Yeah. So he's real filthy, but you can't do that on TV.
No.
Have you watched the SNL UK?
Yes. I started it.
I can't get into it, man. Mm. I don't know the language, the references.
Well, they speak English.
Well, they say, like, you know, the C word like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And they'll even drop it on that show. And they'll say the F word on the show.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm like, hang on a second. Then I looked it up, and I'm like, okay, well, they have similar rules that we have. But, like, at that time of night, they can just say whatever.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like our safe harbor.
Right.
Which is, I mean, people don't really know about that, you know?
No. Yeah, but it still, though, like, even though that's the safe harbor rules, like, still management's like, yeah, never.
No.
We're not even going to take a chance. That's weird.
So, anyway, I'm watching it, and I'm like, I can't get into it, man. I just... And it's just mainly the references is what it is. Like, I don't...
Like, is there a comedian that has been a worldwidely known comedian that could go and tour anywhere? And play, like say, Japan. Like, when Kanye goes and plays Japan, everyone is singing all the words. And that's so wild to me.
God, that's interesting because... I don't know, but the bigger comedians now, they always go overseas. Why?
Well, they go to the Emirates.
Yeah.
They go over to they go get that money.
Would you do that? They'd be like, I'm not going overseas, man. It takes too long to get there. You think it's volatile here? Like, goes some spots in Europe.
I've heard, but you just have to go to several places this weekend, and you're all in a disarray. I can imagine if you had to go to...
Hectic.
The Fat Boy Tour.
Oof. Oh, God, I'm like, look. Not going to other countries. I don't even want to travel to them anywhere.
You know, I saw a thing yesterday that said, and I guess they're getting tougher on child support. And so now, if you owe child support, they're going to take your passport from you. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. There was something. Dang it, maybe that's what I heard the other day. Yeah. I heard something in passing about child support.
Yeah, that they're going to seize your passport. You can't go anywhere. I think that's awesome.
So, yeah, I was just reading that if you owe over $100,000 or more, something like so crazy.
Well, I don't think it should be that much. No, I mean, my God, how old's the kid at that point? If you owe $100,000,
how do you get that far behind? You know, some people are on the hook for it well after the kid's a legal adult.
Right.
No, I know somebody like that. It was about $25,000.
And the kids are grown?
Kids are damn near 30 at this point.
No.
But the mom won't let them off the hook.
Well, why should she?
Yeah, that's a good point.
What was his reasoning? Do you know the guy? Like, know him?
Yeah.
Know him?
It was just, he just wasn't a good dad in one of those situations.
I've known people that have gone to court for back child support for kids.
Oh, yeah, you can do that, but, I mean, you got to have money to go.
I know, that's
the stupidest thing in the world. I love Rob Inario, but lawyers in general blow. They do.
This guy I know is the reason why. I know if you go to North Carolina, they don't extradite for child support.
Wow.
It's because he lived there for a little bit.
Wow.
But it worked out to where he does weekends in jail.
Oh, no.
He's a weekender.
No way.
Yeah. He can work during the week, but he has to report on Friday nights.
Oh.
Yeah. And he gets out sometimes Sunday.
And could he pay this money, or is he choosing not to?
Well, they told him, you're like, you got to pay it down. But I don't know how much he's paid, what he's got left.
But because, okay, so let's say that he owes 10.
Yeah.
Just throw a number out there. They say until you pay it, you're going to go to jail on the weekends. And he's like, I'll just go to jail on the weekends. I'm not giving that woman any money.
Well, it was both. Oh. But somehow he got it worked out for his work. So they let him work during the week to pay a little bit of it. I don't know if child support like accrues interest or not.
It should too. I don't know.
But Damn. Then again, you know, like you're paying that money, but, and this was always the argument I was in the middle of growing up, you know. Where's that money going?
Oh, yeah. You
know, people on one side of the family tell you that money's not going to you. It's going to somewhere else.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, they like,
of course they
like
say
it's
that.
Not hard enough. They want to sit there and make it like, yeah. When yep. You know, so I saw so-and-so on Facebook. They have a new leather jacket or something like that.
I saw a guy, a new Birkin bag. Ooh, it's supposed to be your child support money.
Birkin's expensive. If you could, I'd be suspicious about a Birkin bag and child support.
Is that what you got your mom for Mother's Day?
God almighty. I hate that I even know what that is. But then again, you see it around everywhere in a mag. It's a Birkin bag. So-and-so, ooh, look who it is with a Birkin bag.
Look, at the Met Gala, she's dressed as a Birkin bag.
I mean, if you have thousands of dollars, and by all means get a Birkin bag.
Oof.
Right.
Child support.
Like $9,000, I'm checking it out. $9,000 beginning price for that.
For a bag?
That's stupid.
Hermes, $55,000.
This is back in the buddy I know was back in the time to where I think he had to show up and pay it.
Yeah.
I don't think they took it out of his check. Well, of course, guess what happened? Never showed up, in and out of jail, years and years off and on.
And probably just doing it out of spite, too.
Yeah. It turns us sour with the baby moms, whatever that word is now. And cops are, well, it's not the cops, but I guess the legal system, they were real lenient on child support in the 90s.
Mm.
Like, you could just go to jail. You would owe it, and they would tack it on, but like.
Yeah, like, what is going to jail? Like, it doesn't help the mom, the kid, anything. It's like, well, he's just.
Then I know somebody else who's had multiple situations, at least two different ones with different kids by different women, and they both let him off. They're like, well, he can barely support himself. How's he going to pay us? I'm like, you're like, it's the principle of it.
Yeah, really.
You big dummy?
Well, that or if or maybe he's like signing over his rights. I mean, that kind of thing.
I think that might have been the case in one of the situations.
See, that's, I don't know how people do that, but like, if I was a woman in that case, and he's a slacker, you know, and a piece of crap or whatever, like, I'd be like, you know what? Sign over your rights. You don't have to give me anything. I would get like a third or fourth job just so I didn't have to deal with that son of a bitch. Yeah.
This guy's real woe is me type of person. He lost his parents early, so he's like, you know, he never got over it to the fact of it affected his parenting, if that makes any sense.
Like, how young was he when they... He lost his parents.
You know, that's the thing. Like, maybe early 30s.
Oh.
Like, old enough to,
yeah,
like, handle your own situation.
Right. Well, I mean, you had a different relationship with parents than most.
Yeah. Yeah, I really did.
It's very, very, very tough. Very tough.
But this guy's like, he just uses it as an excuse to be lazy. That's all it is.
Well,
he doesn't want to do anything but what he wants to do.
See, that's what I think about the anarchists in the world. All over every country, if they're anarchists, they're spending money, they're traveling around the country to protest things and to cause a ruckus and set warehouses on fire and all this stuff that they do. But meanwhile, if you go sit down in front of a computer and put that toward something positive, you could be in that. It usually is just jealousy is what it is.
Yep.
It's jealousy, and it rages people out. They say, well, the system's against me. I can't make it. I'm going to hurt other people for making it. That is stupid.
My dad was always, when he had to cough up some money because he was behind a lot on child support.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, give it straight to me. Oh, he was so mad. Look, I get it. He had an awful job that he worked, you know, and it was hard enough to keep up. But then he had to give me like chunks of money.
Was he in radio?
Might as well have been. He had to buy me my first car. Had to give me $1,000 cash. He was not happy. And it wasn't a good car.
Oh, really?
It was an old Oldsmobile. $1,000. The guy felt sorry for me, I guess, and just like, here, cash. Yeah. He was pissed. And he took it out, you know, on me for months and months.
God. On you?
Oh, yeah.
That's how God, I'm sorry.
Physically, emotionally, everything?
Just like, you know, not physically.
Yeah.
Just emotionally, like, you know, stuff like that, you know.
Passive aggressive.
Could you have whipped your dad's ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I could have.
You know, especially when he had a stroke. But, well, you know, before then, I could have, for sure.
In his prime. That's crazy.
That's terrible.
I would have grabbed his long hair in his prime.
Paige, could you beat your mother in arm wrestling? I know you wouldn't have fought her, but arm wrestling, maybe?
She was pretty strong.
What about a staring contest?
Probably.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with someone who's joined OnlyFans. I don't know if you get excited about that, but there's a new face to look at, Fat Boy.
Oh, like somebody we know?
Perhaps. You've seen this person.
Shannon Elizabeth, right? Like we already did that one. That's the only last one I know of note.
And I haven't heard of this name in quite some time, but she was on My Name is Earl.
Do I haven't seen that in forever?
Jamie Presley.
Yes. Oh, is that who it is for real? I did not see that.
She says she joined OnlyFans, and she says it allows her to, quote, create what I want, how I want, and share it directly with the people who've supported me for years.
She's 48.
She's 48.
All right, if look, I'm going off of Shannon Elizabeth's here. If it's anything like that, you're going to have to come off a lot of money to see some stuff. And you're not even guaranteed to, like, get a nude or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
so then you don't have to get naked on there?
You don't have to. You know, some people do it for just, like, you know, raunchy content.
Ugh.
Or even just, like, you know, pods or stuff like that where they can cuss.
Yeah.
Like, Shannon Elizabeth will give you, like, a little tease and something. Not like you don't know it's going to be nude, but it says unlocked for $30. I'm like, okay.
And it's to see one photo?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you get together like with five of your friends and say, hey, throw $5 on this, six of us, $5, and then I'll screen shoot it and send it to y'all.
You could. You could definitely do that. They just have the disclaimer, you know, you're not supposed to share or stuff like that. Or I mean, come on.
Okay.
As soon as Bahad Bahabi got on there. They were already putting her stuff on Google image searches.
That's catch me outside.
Yeah. She was still making a ton.
What is with that? Like, I mean, God.
I think a certain community pays it. Yeah. Like she's into the, you know, hip hop community. And, you know, those guys knew who she was. And they were waiting for her to turn 18. And I think she made 50 or 70 million last year off it.
That is absurd. Like, oh, that says so much for people in this country.
She was already a dick. Now with all that money, like, there's no consequence not to be one.
Yeah.
Like, she can do whatever she wants now.
It sucks that, like, that's, you know, it was that way back for, you know, Playboy back in the day when, like, it just reiterates that thing. Well, if a woman needs money, you know what she can do.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's your only self-worth. That's what somebody said to me recently. Like, you show your boobs all the time. You talk about your boobs. Don't you have any kind of integrity?
Who said that to you?
Just some
name a name.
I'm not going to say anything.
It was Jamie Presley.
No, it wasn't. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you very much. You know what?
It turned.
You want to see my Wawa? That's $30. Thank you.
As a joke on the show a long time ago, and I don't know how it just stuck. Well,
tell that person to go to hell or somewhere else.
Does it
leave you alone?
Does it somewhat feel secure though that you know you got that like at the absolute worst?
I hated it all. You know, I don't. My self-esteem isn't where I use that thinking I can always rely on that because I went to school.
Let me tell you, I know somebody.
I have a career.
I know somebody that does it who doesn't have the platform that you have, and they're making like $4,000 or $5,000 extra a month. Just off word of mouth.
I know someone who does it and doesn't put dirty pictures out, and she just does like lingerie stuff. It makes a killing.
See, even if you did that or a couple cleave pics here or there, you can make a ton. I'm just saying it would feel good to have that as a last resort card.
But wouldn't it be a detriment to your employment if they realize that you're selling your body?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, like,
put you as a sex worker.
Yeah, but she's, I think that's what you said her quote was, that she wants to be able to do her own thing. So she's maybe like, plus, like, I mean, they could say, like, for instance, if you started one page, and I know you wouldn't, but if you did, like, I don't know that Odyssey could tell you you couldn't.
Yeah, I don't think they could.
But they could say it's detrimental to their image.
Yeah.
And
I
then.
I don't think I could.
Yeah.
Plus, you know how they have people that launch podcasts for people like come to our workshop. Uh-huh. They have the same thing for this. If you want to launch an OnlyFans, we'll show you how.
God.
What content works.
Yeah, but eventually, we're going to be paying robots to do sex stuff.
Pretty much.
And then everyone would just sit at home and be on that equal worldwide minimum wage, whatever they're saying.
If robots are doing everything, how are we going to live?
Like
if you made
Playboy back in the day, that was some prestige to it. A lot of people trying to get into it. Paige tested for it. Now it's wide open. Any good looking female,
yeah,
can make a killing.
Yeah,
I think they still see how photogenic you are. They're not going to give you a centerfold unless you can take good pictures.
Yeah, but he means like OnlyFans. Like, you don't have to wait for Playboy.
That's what Playboy's model is now. They have the OnlyFans model. You click on the girl, she's got her own content. She's set up to upload.
Oh, really?
Herself. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, because they don't do the nude magazine anymore at all. Because his son took it over and tried to make it like a fashion magazine.
Hey, come on, man.
And plus, if I did it, and I would want to keep it private because I wouldn't want any of my family members to ever know that I did anything with nudity, because they would have a fit.
Well, that's the tricky part. The person I know that does it tries to shield it from the family. So completely different name, talks about it on private social media accounts and whatnot. So she had to have a separate for the family, separate account.
Oh, yeah. Man, my God.
It's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
It is. I mean, because I don't have a grandmother anymore, but I wouldn't want to disappoint them by. So what did you do last night? Well, I took pictures from
OnlyFans. Do they have OnlyFans in heaven? They may not have access to even know, Paige.
I don't know.
Because there's no pain in heaven. So if that would aggravate them, watching you show your boobies on the internet, then they wouldn't ever see it. So,
are there even bodies in heaven? Like,
right,
just floating up.
Hey, man, nice stars. You're gonna have a heavenly body. What does that mean?
So, like,
what? Are you just an energy?
Yeah.
Jamie's pretty vague about what she put up there, but she promises a more personal, playful, and completely unfiltered side of her.
So. Oh, it sounds like a Stone Man show.
Unfiltered, crazy.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
We will take a break. We will come back. Phone calls, text, the whole nine yards, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.